I'm walking along the river bank and there's a man fishing. The river is flowing quite strongly and it's a dirty brown colour because all the soil has been disturbed further upstream. And I'm very surprised that he's fishing there on a day like this. And I said to him, do you have any luck? And he said, no, 'tis the last day of the season. And then he tells me it's the last day of the season for catching salmon or catching trout. And I said to him, I wouldn't think you'd... I'm surprised you'd catch something here. And he said, well, one thing is certain, I won't catch any fish at home. And I thought that was a brilliant little remark. I won't catch any fish at home. Yeah, loved it. Loved it. He had all the kit, all the attire. He had that kind of jacket that would withstand a storm. And he had a hat. And he looked like, as if he'd be a really interesting guy to sit down with and swap stories with or listen to his stories. Yeah, terrific little experience, really. The leaves are all underneath my feet or swept off the trees. We had a mini storm yesterday. It bucketed rain all the time and it blew quite a strong wind for a short period of time. So I imagine all the leaves that were ready to fall have already fallen. Well, that was a lovely walk. Yeah, I went off with Louis walking down by the river again. And as I swung around one bit, I looked in the water and there I saw water boatmen. Water boatmen. All walking on top of the water. I mean, it kind of reminded me of Jesus walking on the water as parable or in the New Testament. But the water boatmen were loads of them, all walking on the water. And I shot a short video of that. And I think I'll probably put a photograph from those water boatmen on the river. Yeah, I hadn't expected it. I somehow thought that water boatmen would be in the summer, not in the middle of the autumn. And then I walk on another bit. And who do I run into but Anne Walsh, a fellow member of Toastmasters. And, she's now a member of Douglas, Cork Douglas Toastmasters. And she's a retired civil servant. It was terrific to meet her and her three dogs. Yeah, she walks with three dogs. And we hadn't seen each other in certainly at least three quarters of a year, I would say. And we only nowadays meet while walking the dogs. We were having a great... Well, we had a chat about everything, how she was, how I'd been. I told her about my chronic depression and she told me about somebody she'd met while on a training course. Well, no, it was a course she was on, 4 days a week. 4 days a week. I thought, that's full time. And I can't remember where in Cork. I asked her if she'd done it at St. John's, which is a kind of adult education centre, but certainly a place you can do a diploma course as well as do short courses. Oh, I wish I could remember where she did the course. And what did she do the course on? She did the course on history, culture, local history. That was it. Local history. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. And then we got on to Toastmasters. Did I say that she told me about somebody on her course who had spent 7 years sitting in his room, in his bedroom, with chronic depression? Or that's what Anne thought it was. And there was I feeling sorry for myself, or at least thinking I'd been through a tough time, having spent 6 months in the house, more or less doing nothing except watching Netflix. I don't know whether that was what he was doing. But anyway, that was one bit of conversation. The other was about Toastmasters, which Anne is still active in and very appreciative of. And she used to be in Cork East and then she went to Guardian Club and now she's gone to Cork Douglas Club. So we didn't talk about that journey. We did talk about something that we touched on something that she had found very beneficial in Toastmasters, and it has to do with avoiding burnout and not getting involved in, I'll call them petty squabbles or arguments. By the way, she had a cough as well as me. We didn't talk about that either. So now I'm back in the car with Louis, and I'm thinking, oh, it's 11:20, and it's later than I would normally be, because I met my friend Roger at 9:30 instead of 9:00. So there we are. I've walked Louis, and I think this is my snippets for the day today. Or fragments, I call them. Fragments. I hope the fragments of your life meshing together in a satisfying way.